Ye's ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed, we bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the ocean in darkness, are striving for life-giving bread.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest.
Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. It gives me real pleasure to be bringing another gospel message to all the listeners of radio station XEG. We're indeed thankful for the blessings of the Lord which have been so freely given us. We hope that you, our listeners and readers, are well and encouraged to be faithful in the service of the Lord. Our heartfelt thanks are extended to those who are helping us maintain this weekly schedule on this radio station. To those who receive a blessing and desire to write us, let me say we will be glad to hear from you. You may address your letters to us in this way, The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to the reading of the word from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, and beginning with verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Friends, have you ever noticed how an expensive jewel will sparkle in the light? Have you ever wondered why it is so luminous and radiates so freely? Let me explain it to you. A jewel or diamond has no light of its own. The thing that makes it radiate is the manner in which it is cut. A costly diamond has many faces to it, each one of which is capable of radiating any light which may strike it. Therefore, as you look upon a diamond, it seems to literally glitter in the light. Let us now apply this to the spiritual things of life. A child of God is considered a jewel. The scripture which I just read mentions that God will spare his jewels as a man that spareth his son. I want to tell you that God has some jewels in the world today. They are the children of God, which radiate the fear of the Lord and show deep reverence and respect for his word and law. They also have a deep regard for his honor and glory and a consecrated zeal for his cause. Another thought expressed here is the fact that they spake often one to another. There is a certain kinship which binds God's people together. They are akin to heaven. In reality, they are the jewels of God which he has in the world. We notice also that they are ready to witness for him by speaking his word. Now, the reason they're ready to speak his word is because they have thought on his name. If we would be of service in speaking for God, we must submit our thoughts and meditations to him. The 7th verse of the 23rd chapter of Proverbs brings out further the effects of one's thoughts. It says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." In other words, show me your meditations, and I will show you what you are. Now, our text says that God's jewels thought upon his name. Again, we see reverence and respect for the name of God, not a careless disregard for his name. I consider it a sin which God will hold one accountable for, to blaspheme the name of God. Instead, let us take the name of Jesus with us wherever we go. Furthermore, we notice that God pays attention to those who hold his name in reverence. It says that he hearkened and a book of remembrance was written before him. I simply just do not believe that God will forget those who think upon his name. Then, not only does he remember them, but he offers a reward. I'm glad to acknowledge God as a giver of light and life. Not long ago, while visiting in a certain museum in the city of Chicago, I saw an exhibit of a special type of stones. They were displayed in a glass case. Intermittently, a light overhead would flash upon the stones for a few moments. Then they were left in darkness. But instead of being dead and dormant, they glowed with a radiant light, which seemed to be their very own. Friends, is this not true with a child of God? It is said of the disciples, who were uneducated as far as worldly learning goes, that the people took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. Why did they notice this fact? The answer is simple. Because they reflected and radiated a light which was a reproof to sin and a reflection of Christ in their lives. Let us then learn a lesson from this fact. First, in order to be an example and a light, we must personally come in contact with Christ. We must let his spirit and presence permeate our very being. When Jesus went upon the Mount of Transfiguration, it is written in Mark chapter 9 and verse 3 that his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. You see, he was doing the will of God, and he was chosen as a chief cornerstone, which the builders rejected. Even so, let us enter into our secret communion with Christ, that we may radiate his spirit and presence to those with whom we come in contact from day to day. Here's an interesting letter from Arkansas, which I would like to share with you. Patsy will read it for us.
Dear Brother Murphy and family, I never miss one of your programs on Station XCG. I enjoy them so much. I am old and almost deaf. I live alone with my father, who is 90 years old and bedfast. I enjoy your poems and songs, especially your theme song. I am very poor in this world's goods, but I love the Lord, and he supplies my needs daily. My heart is burdened for my daughter, who is an alcoholic. Please pray for her and her family, and pray for God to give me strength and courage to bear my burdens, which are many. Thank you for the past help and comfort I have enjoyed from your radio programs, and may the good Lord bless and keep you and yours. We will possibly never meet in this world, but some sweet day when life is over, I hope to meet you and your family where there will be no more heartaches, no more pain or tears. Then I will tell you face to face how much you have helped me. I am 66 years old, have rheumatism and hardening of the arteries. I make my own and my father's living, ironing and quilting. Again, may God bless you in your work. Sincerely, Sybil Delabunt.
Thank you, Sister Sybil, for that encouraging letter. And let me say that you have helped us to feel that our time and effort in the service of the Lord are not wasted. May he bless you and give you comfort and healing in every needed way. And now let us spend a few moments in prayer. Our Father, we acknowledge Thee as the only true source of life and light. We earnestly ask that Thy Spirit may dwell in us and illuminate our understanding and thought, that we may truly reflect Thy presence as one of Thy jewels. Bless all those who hear the broadcast this day. We ask in Jesus' name, and Thine shall be the praise forever. Amen. Listen now to the poem entitled, Satisfied. All my life long I had panted for a draw from some cool spring that I hoped would quench the burning of the thirst I felt within. Feeding on the husks around me till my strength was almost gone, longed my soul for something better, only still I hunger on. Poor I was and sought for riches, something that would satisfy. But the dust I gathered round me only mocked my soul's sad cry. Well of water ever springing, bread of life so rich and free, untold wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer is to me. Hallelujah, I have found Him, whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings. Through His blood I now am saved. Selected. Listen now to the song, Jesus Took My Burden, as sung by the Carver Quartet.
When I, a poor lost sinner, before the Lord did fall, and in the name of Jesus for pardon loud did call, He heard my supplication, and sin the weak was strong. For Jesus took my burden, and left me with a song. Yes, Jesus took my burden, I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burden, in answer to my prayer. My anxious fear subsided, my spirit was made strong. For Jesus took my burden, and left me with a song. Oftimes the way is dreary, and rugged seems the road. Oftimes
yes,
I'm
how true this is, my friend. There'll be time we'll need His help.
But when I cry in weakness, how long, O Lord, how long? Then Jesus takes the burden and leaves me with a song. Yes, Jesus took my burden, I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burden.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. And now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.